stuff. I have a very special guest that reached out to me, Mr. William Winsner. How you doing, William?
It's Willem Wisner, boss.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all good.
I'm sorry, man.
Dude, I've gotten it for 34 years, so you're not the first. You're not going to be the last.
Hey, try walking around with Giants.
Well, I guarantee you get it just as bad as I do.
Yeah, I do. They call it everything. All right, so tell us a little bit about your organization and a little bit about your history with these dogs.
Well, I'm the founder of the Traditional Conte Corsa Registry. We go by the acronym TCCR. And that organization, it's LLC'd, it's trademarked, the whole nine.
Yeah, how long have you been involved with these dogs?
Well, I've been in actively breeding for about 12 years, but actively studying breed for about 20 years.
Okay, so you have some information about Scandifios, Tony Scandi, and some what I could only coin as fraud as far as some paper hanging and stuff like that. Would you care to tell people a little bit about that? And it involves
absolutely.
It involves Jeff Hall, who is the owner of the ICCF Registry.
Involves Jeff Hall. Yes, it does. It does involve the ICCF president.
Wow. Okay.
His name is Jeffrey Hall. He is the president of the ICCF. He's also the owner of Saatchi. If anybody wants to verify that, they can get on the USPTO database, Society in America for Conte Corso International.
Okay. So what tell us a little bit about the breeding with Jeff Hall and Tony Scandi from Scandifios.
Well, this particular breeding is a specific dog called Cherub's Gargoyle. His call sign is Rocco. He is in the Conte Corso pedigree database. That particular entity also has his Embark DNA profile listed directly in his Conte Corso pedigree database profile. Anybody can access that. It's public information. If you take that DNA profile, line it up with his pedigree, he's got mixed breed on both sides. On the father's side, it goes up into Logan, which is the production of some of Belmonte stuff, which is the creator of the Belmonte bloodlines, Zed Otis. The stuff that goes into the mother's side is Scandifio and Cherub stuff. That particular dog has 30% Rottweiler in it. I don't remember exactly what the percentage of Neapolitan in it, but it does have Neapolitan, Rottweiler, and Conte Corso.
Kind of the same thing that I discovered with the Frozen that I purchased off of Tony with Nino 2.
Yes. If you go and go overlay the DNA profile with the pedigree, the way Embark runs their pedigree is, or their DNA profile, let me be specific on this. When you're looking at the Embark DNA profile, on the left is the Dane, on the right is the Sire.
Okay.
When you overlay that with a pedigree, the Rottweiler and Neapolitan come down on the bottom, which is the mom side, and then the Conte Corso Rottweiler, Conte Corso Neapolitan on the top side going into Ed Otis's pedigree.
So this is a pretty high percentage. So we're not talking about something from 1989 or from the 90s, are we?
No. This dog was the Corso Rottweiler genetics and Neapolitan genetics that are coming in this dog are early as 2003.
So that would mean that
is when.
Go ahead.
That's when Cherub's Julian was produced, and they have via the Embark DNA, they have Cherub's Julian listed as 75% Rottweiler.
75%.
Yes. And when they
stop 1 second. Who owned that? Who owned that dog?
Jeff Hall.
Jeff Hall. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, the dogs that went into producing Cherub's Julian are Scandifio Fats, Scandifio Fats, PHATZ, and Scandifio Brittany. Now, via that DNA, they have Scandifio Fats listed as 50% Rottweiler, 50% Conte Corso.
Okay, and is this a dog that was produced out of Tony's yard?
Tony claims he was produced out of Tony's yard.
So he didn't buy this.
It's got nothing but Scandifio names right behind him. Going all the way in the nugget.
50% Rottweiler.
50% Rottweiler.
That would mean that Tony's hanging papers.
Yes. And now mind you, in the County Corso Pedigree Database, they have clear pictures of Scandifio Fax. If you take a look at his face, he doesn't look like a County Corso.
Wow. This is incredible.
In the Pedigree Database as well as at Embark DNA, they have Scandifio Brittany. Okay, she's listed via DNA as 100% Rottweiler.
100% Rottweiler.
100% Rottweiler, dude.
And
mind you, I've had conversations with Tony. I've asked him to produce pictures of Scandifio Brittany. I'm still waiting.
Oh, so nobody's seen this dog?
There's no photos in the database, and I've asked Tony personally for photos, and he still has yet to this day to send those photos. And our most recent conversation was this past October.
Wow.
To be quite truthful with you,
I have to say, I have to also say that he threatened me that if I made a video, he was going to sue me.
Oh, guaranteed.
And
guaranteed he's going to maybe attempt, but it's like this. This information is public record.
Right. I'm not worried.
Anybody.
Right. Well,
anybody and everybody can research this.
Here's the problem when someone sues you, though. You have to defend yourself.
Yes.
And, wow. And I'm probably never going to get my money back, I would assume.
I would assume the same. He's never going to give you your money back. He's not about the dogs themselves. He's about money.
Wow, this is incredible, man.
Prime example is looking at how many litters he boasts to have a year.
What does he claim to have?
The last time I seen him boast about it, he was claiming 30 litters a year.
How many?
30.
Holy cow. Wow.
And if you do the average between 8 to 10 puppies per litter, and that's a happy medium average. Okay, some of these dogs are producing 12 to 15 puppies a litter.
Right, right. And he's getting top dollar on these dogs, too.
You know, that's an average, okay? And here's the thing, is he doesn't run all his registrations through AKC. Otherwise, he would be investigated and limited.
So what's
he runs 90% of his registrations through ICCF.
Because he's friends with Jeff.
Yes. He's also friends with Ed Otis, the secondary owner, the primary owner of that is Christy Otis, Ed's wife.
Right, right. Ed is no longer involved. He got busted fighting dogs back in the day. Is that correct?
Yes. He has not been actively breeding for years. Neither has Jeff Hall. He claims to have not been actively breeding for 5+ years. But that particular bloodline, I even cornered Jeff on it, and he cited all DNA inaccuracies within Bark and all that. And I said, you can't dispute the fact. There's no way that Embark's not going to pop your dog at 30% Rottweiler and then pop Julian at 75% and it not be highly accurate, because Rottweiler has been in their database a hell of a lot longer than the County Corso.
Well, here's what I want to say about that. Let me say something about that, because I'm not a fan of Embark, but I probably need to expand on that, because you just hit on something, okay? A lot of these dog breeds, because Corso's not really a breed genetically speaking, so there's some fuzz there with the companies. But a dog like a Rottweiler is a well-established breed with very distinct and clear genetic markers.
The same with Neapolitan. It is now its own separate breed.
That's right.
The County Corso and the Neapolitan are no longer the same dog.
So my point with this is that, yes, I don't trust Embark to a great extent, but with something like this, it'd be pretty hard to screw up a Rottweiler and a Neapolitan Mastiff.
Absolutely.
Have any of these people who have disputed what you're claiming here, have they taken the time to go get a blood test to show that it's wrong?
No, absolutely not. They go in. I noticed when I was really hitting this hard several years ago, Jeff would bring up and Tony would bring up dogs that you could clearly tell were not County Corso. They were stating, okay, mind you, they were stating, they were not providing factual evidence that this dog was actually embarked. Okay, they would say this dog had an embarked DNA at 100% and just show a picture of the dog, not a picture of the dog and the results.
Right.
And in Embark DNA, you can submit a photo of your dog, and it gets attached to your Embark profile.
Right. I have my dogs over there.
I've asked for that, and I when they submitted these photos saying that they were Embark DNA tested and that they were tested at 100%, and I said, well, I want to see the test. And I was never provided the test.
Well, I'm assuming you're going to come after me for talking about... Well, Tony already told me that if I make a video, he's going to try to sue me. So I will just look for that. I wouldn't be surprised if these guys no longer register my dogs with the ICCF, but we'll cross that bridge.
Well, a little known fact, you don't need the ICCF. Take your paperwork to the FCI.
Right, right. There's other places. I'm not worried about it. I'm a warrior. I'm willing to go through this. Knowingly breeding dogs that he knows has Rottweiler in it, and selling to me, trying to sell to me bloodlines with Rottweiler in it. He knows full well, and he lied to my face about it.
He's known for a while. I mean, he's been doing this for 30 years.
Well, here's what I'm getting at. If he's done it once, he's doing it all the fucking time, man.
that's the point of the matter, is he did do it all the time, and it stopped becoming more prevalent when people started catching on.
Do you know of any other dogs that Tony's been hanging papers on?
There's been quite a few over the years. If you take a look at the discrepancies in ICCF paperwork, you'll see that Belmonte Nugget is the same as Scandifio Nugget.
It's registered on my papers both. It says Scandifio Belmonte Nugget, I'm pretty sure.
It used to be separated. They started putting them together after they got called out for them being separated. Yes.
So did Tony own Nugget? That's why.
Yes, supposedly. That's the admission that I have from Tony and the admission I have from Mike Satilli are a very, very similar.
This is why I'm
Mike's confused. Admission on how Tony acquired Nugget is a little bit different than how Tony describes it. Tony says basically Mike sold him stolen dogs. And Mike is claiming that he had a friend that he sold dogs for, and these were part of, he was the particular dogs that he sold, which was Nugget and five others.
Yes, I'm looking at the paperwork right here. It says Belmonte Nugget Scandifio. This is why I was confused about who owned this damn dog.
He was passed around between many kennels. He was passed around to Jeff. He was passed around to Tony. He was passed around to Eddie.
Now,
Mike at one point was using him as well.
Well, it looks to me Nugget's sire is Alaric Luca. And the dam.
That's a dog that the guy bought off of Mike Satilli.
And then Monta Rita is the dam on that. Did you ever know Mike or talk to Mike?
I've known Mike, and a lot of people, including Jeff and Tony, associated me with Mike. The TCCR was associated with Mike when there is zero affiliation. Mike is affiliated with the NMAC, no, North American Mastiff Club.
Are we talking about the same, are we talking about senior or junior here?
Junior.
Okay. Because from what I understand, Mike Jr. is working with Jimmy over at Rough House, coming up with their own thing. Tony was telling me that I was talking with Tony on the phone about that. And that Mike Jr. is like pulling dogs out of the pound, even.
yeah. Well, you know, that was when we first got our start. We tried to bring in Mike on it. Okay. And then he was like, no go. It's going to be the Neapolitan Master Club of America. There we go.
Right. He took that over from his father. His father was original.
Yes. Just like his father was the original owner of the FIC.
Right.
Not to be confused with the FCI.
Right. So you know Mike Satilli Jr. and you were going to work with him as far as...
Initially, and then he was all money hungry about it. Like, we had him all set up to become legitimized, and then we found out he was trying to hang papers on dogs that legit aren't Corso, and he just had a recent litter at that period of time. that was off of this new bull and bison that's a reconstructed breed using American Bulldog and Rottweiler. And then he wanted to take this dog that he had that he calls Jake, calls it a Cane Corso, but there's no information on this dog. And he's saying it's off of Cyclone and all these other greats that are in there. But If you look at everybody's ICCF pedigree, those dogs aren't around anymore. They've been long gone.
Right, right.
How the hell is this dog a part of that when they're like eight generations back?
Though? Right, that's long gone. Wow.
There's no way. And Mike also went to the ICCF. He went to AKC. He even went to FCI to try to get papers on this dog. And every one of them said, look, you can't register with us. You don't have no legit paperwork other than a handwritten pedigree and your word.
Yeah.
And we said the same thing, which is where Jimmy and I, we cut ties because we wouldn't recognize Jake, because Mike is his mentor.
Right. So you know Jimmy too?
Yes, I know Jimmy quite well.
Okay.
Jimmy was originally part of the very first board of directors for the TCCR that I brought in to help me with the entity and manage it. And we ended up losing all of that original first bond. That first bond consisted of Jimmy, Sean Woodson. She goes by Graceful. That's on Facebook. Then there was Victor Riley. He goes by Saladin Salam.
Oh, yeah. I know Saladin. I've spoken with him, too.
Well, you know, we had our outs.
Well, we don't talk no more either. So this is that whole crew, Jimmy and Saladin and Mike Satilli Jr. So Jimmy learned how to hang papers from Mike Satilli Jr.?
I would imagine so. I mean, because he tried to come to the TCCR. Wanted to register his dogs through there. And he said, well, I got like 20 some dogs I want to bring to you to register. And I said, this is what you got to do. I said, you need to submit your current registration paperwork. I said, you need to submit your DNA samples because that is one of our requirements.
And that's where they got, from when I remember this happening, that's when they started getting spooked and going their own direction.
I never heard anything after that.
Yep. I remember this. And that's the last videos Jimmy made. He was talking about he's done with all you guys and done with the AKC, and they're going to start their own registry. And
do you know what breed Tony was in for Corsos?
I have no idea. What was he breeding prior?
Rottweiler.
Okay, so Tony was breeding Rottweiler before getting, and we wonder where the Rottweiler is coming from, huh?
Jeff was breeding Rottweilers before Tony. Same instance. Mike had Rottweilers and Neapolitans.
Right. I knew.
And if you contact Neapolitan breeders across the world, they know exactly who Mike is. They'll tell you not to deal with them. They'll tell you he hangs papers. They'll tell you he mixes dogs.
Wow, I can't believe
But
this.
You ask people within the Corso world, like Dr. Paolo Brever references testimony for the documentary he just recently did.
Yes.
Dr. Paolo Brever didn't know who Mike Satilli was. Mike was real big into Neapolitans and Rottweilers.
Right.
He even admitted that he had a Neapolitan bitch that would not breed to a Neapolitan male. So he did an experiment and put a Rottweiler male on that female. And guess what? He produced six puppies.
The Super Six.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. Well, I'm almost, I've been looking into this real heavy for at least probably a year, actually. And going the DNA route, that's what really interests me. And, with my dogs here, thinking, now, how in the hell is this dog 25% Neapolitan Mastiff all the way up here? And looking at my dog's pedigree, like I was showing people, a lot of my dog on the top end is all scatterbred, right? But down on the bottom, she is real heavy linebred, inbred on these lines coming from Kokomo and Nino, which would explain, because they're locking all that stuff in when they're doing these breedings. That would explain.
They're not getting rid of it.
Right, and that's why all this time later, Like my dog is my dog Luna. She's still a 16th. Yeah. She's a 16th Nino too, even today. That's how much of that bloodline she had in there.
When you line breed like that, you're never going to get away from those traits. And the only way to get away from those genetics is to outcross with a better source.
Right, right, right. And I'm okay with the inbreeding, line breeding. See, you have to do that. I totally understand it. But
we agree. It has to be done. Right. But with the TCCR and the utilization of DNA is to give those individuals that are popping with these percentages the ability to say, okay, this is what you need to do in order to get rid of this and come back to profit. And you better off throwing it in the garbage.
Well, I know. It's pretty well. Here's the other slick, sly thing. I told Tony it was only at 35%, right?
Yeah.
He has two vials of that right now. I have one. He has the other two. He raised the price to $5,000 a straw, and he knows damn well that this stuff is only, at least the straw I opened, was only at 35%. And here's what I think he does, because he says, you know, we'll do this till she gets pregnant. If that don't work, right? But I don't want any of that other stuff. When I came to him for the Nino, I wanted the Nino. I don't even know what the hell he has in his yard. And I almost think like he knows it ain't going to take.
Well, I'm pretty sure he knows it's not going to take, and he's trying to make a buck where he can.
And here's what he told
me. To me, it sounds like he's hurt for money.
He told me it was my vet's fault. And I'm like, man, I got an outstanding vet. He's a farm vet. I mean, this guy does everything, man. And, you know, he wanted to blame it on my vet, and he was saying, well, maybe your dog can't get pregnant. And I was like, no, she just had a litter. We did a natural breeding, so there's nothing wrong with her. What do you suggest? You know, we were talking about going outside the box when finding dogs, and it was funny that you mentioned that, because just a couple months ago, I had decided with my last deal with Max Trans, I'm done with these big breeders, and I'm looking for individual good dogs.
My recommendation is do not go with mainstream breeders. Go with those small hobby preservationists.
That's what I'm saying. It's actually,
if you decide that you want to outsource directly, I anything from Serbia. Do not buy anything from Czech Republic. Do not buy anything from Russia.
Lots of epilepsy.
That's where Vito sold 90% of his home.
Okay. Because he was the one.
That is why Czech, Slovakia, Serbia, Russia, it's nothing but Darien bloodlines.
Right. You got to stay away from that Darien. Luckily, I'm sure I got some somewhere, but it's real.
I have a small amount in my Italian bloodlines.
So you've known for a long time that Tony's been hanging papers on dogs.
I've known for a long time. I've said stuff multiple times, and then I started receiving a threat from both Tony and Jeff. And when I started coming out with the DNA and exposing these individuals, I had a conversation with Ed Hodes. And this time period where I was actively going through a funeral for a friend of ours. And during that funeral, he admitted that he knew the dogs were mixed and pointed the fingers at Logan for his portion of the DNA that was mixed. He says, don't look at me. You look at the individual that I bought this dog from.
Are you talking about Ed or Jeff here?
Ed.
Okay, so Ed at the
Ed Hodes.
Ed is saying that he knows the dogs are mixed. And who is he?
Yes.
And who is he pointing the finger at?
The creator of the dog called Logan.
Who is Logan?
Logan was Belmonte Kovu Godiva sire.
What years are we talking? We're going back in time here a minute, ain't we?
This would be the 90s, early 2000s.
Okay, so yeah, back in the day. Because I kind of find it hard to believe that none of these guys knew that Mike Sr. had perpetrated this fraud. It seems really hard to believe.
They all knew. They kept it hush-hush because they were making money.
And this includes Tony, correct?
This includes Tony. They didn't want to lose money. They don't want to lose face. Because if they were exposed, that's a lot of dogs they would have to compensate.
Right. Why get so upset? I just didn't understand. I was just asking a question, you know? And that's what made me really suspicious. I was like, wow, that's a really odd response. You know,
This past October was the same response. I received a private message from Shauna DeMoss asking me if I would help promote Tony, basically a suspension paper. Basically, it wanted members of the CCAA to sign, as well as members of the public to sign, to have Tony removed from that position of power, because Tony was abusive with that power, as well as his treatment of people.
Now, he told me...
More specifically, women.
Now, he told me... This is how I heard of your organization. He told me he was removed from something. Is that what you're speaking of?
CCAA, yes.
What is the name of it?
The County Corso Association of America.
The CCAA. Suspended him for why?
Because of how he treated and he was abusing his power.
Wow. Because he told me about getting kicked out of that group. He had a different story, but I can't
remember. That doesn't surprise me. If you listen to some of the CCAA VOD tapes, the board meetings, You can clearly see why he was removed. It's been fought for years, but every person that has spoken up about this has been threatened.
I told him I was going to do this, and he said, if you do, I'm going to sue you.
That's considered even though it's a legal threat.
Yeah, I don't care.
It's still a threat.
So I don't know if I don't know if he's seen my video yet or not.
Probably not. I give it about a week, and somebody's going to end up sending it to him.
Right. I almost think that he actually might be, like I said, that response when I had brought this up, it was like I hit a sore spot with this.
It is, because he stands to lose a lot.
Well, here's what I think is happening now. These guys didn't know that there was going to be DNA testing back in the day when they were doing this shit. You know what I mean? This is years ago. And now those chickens are coming home to roost, and they're probably going to be circling the wagons on this, but... When I had spoken with him, he was also talking about, it was obvious that he's had this conversation before with people who have purchased dogs from him, done the DNA testing, and they come back Rottweiler.
And yes, there's a lot of people that have done that, and they've been threatened.
Well, here's
what I was
telling
him. Whether it be legal action
him.
Or he's threatened to kill them.
He was trying to get me to not, because I told him, I said, well, I'm going to DNA test. He didn't know this when he sold me the semen. I told him that I intended to do the blood testing once she got pregnant with those things. He was like vehemently trying to talk me out of it.
That's because he knew it was clearly mixed.
I was talking with my wife. I said, this is weird, man. Why would he be trying to talk? What did he say to me? He goes, none of those things are worth of a shit. And he goes, in this world, when Tony says it's a Cane Corso, it's a Cane Corso.